Tonight we have a teaching on spiritual stagnation. It will be given by Father Rick.
This is real easy to do because I can just stand up here and not say anything. Because I'm stagnant. But that's not what we're looking for. The fact of the matter is that we as followers of Christ, I think sometimes we get caught up when we, if we read any time the lives of the saints, that they all have this marvelous prayer life. Maybe they've written prayers or they've gone off into the desert and they spend all their time in prayer. We have some oddballs that did other things in order to praise God and what have you. But the fact of the matter is that the point of prayer isn't for us. The point of prayer is to be open to what God wants us to do in regard to Him. All the people in heaven that stand around praising God, they're not asking God for anything because they don't need anything. What they are doing is what God wants them to do. So they spend their time praising and glorifying God. That's because that's what God wants from them. They have everything they can have being in heaven, so it's all praise and glory before the throne of God. And it's a multitude that we can't count. They are filled with the fullness of God's love and joy and peace and happiness. The thing is that while we are here on earth, God wants us to do the same thing with our lives, but He also knows that as we are here, there are other things that we may need and ask to have. And so prayer in our lives is not just to give thanks and praise to God. God invites us to ask Him for things, to tell Him that we're sorry for our sins, that we need forgiveness, to pray for other people who are in need. And so those are all kinds of things that we are called to do. But every once in a while, as we live out our day-to-day life, we may run into this kind of anorexic kind of prayer where we just don't get very far. We feel like we're drying up, almost dying on the vine. It can come from all kinds of sources. It can come from bad situations we are in. It can come from personal problems. It can come from other forces outside. And we just can't get started to pray. You know, it doesn't satisfy. It's just there. And sometimes we just kind of walk away from it. We may even at times find it very difficult to get back in to praying. Then we may become somewhat jealous of people, as they say, the saints who seem to have prayed and did incredible stuff with their relationship with God. But almost all people, all saints, all bad people, if they even have a prayer, there's times when it just doesn't seem to work. It just doesn't get in to what they want or what they need or what they feel, and it feels like it's a waste of time or it's a real effort. People many times just kind of slide away from it. They just don't do much in the realm of prayer. And it may be the same way when they go to Mass. They're sitting there basically twiddling their thumbs waiting for it to get over because they just can't get into it. Sometimes we may come along and say, this isn't the way I should be. Then we step back and we say, I really don't feel like doing anything about it. You know? We go off and just kind of fiddle around with life without a whole lot of context in our relationship with God. And it does not necessarily mean we hate God or we don't want God in our life. It's just, it's an effort It's just an effort, and we have other stuff. And we have to do that, and we probably don't even like that. We may just hit one of those valleys that life seems not to be worth living, and our relationship with God doesn't seem to be worth the effort. And so we just kind of float along, kind of miserable, unhappy with whatever is going on in our relationships with people, with God. And we have to make a decision. You know, somewhere along the line, we have to come along and say, is this where I want to spend my life? In this blah kind of existence, in my relationship with the world, with God, with myself, with others. Just, I'm going through the motions with how I live my day-to-day life, and I don't even do anything with prayer, and I don't want to do anything with prayer. It's just too much of, and those are when we have to really kind of step back and say, and come before God. And it doesn't have to be a marvelous prayer. You just can come along and say, God, I really don't want this, and I don't know what to do about it. That is when, you know, we have to come along and say, what's available? What should I be doing? As I said, many of the saints always seem to have this perfect prayer life, but they didn't. They've had rough times and things that were difficult, and we can read it in the Old Testament as well, that many times those who were close to God, the prophets, the ones who were called to be kings and rulers, and they all had their times where their relationship with God suffered. There's a time when we just have to kind of come along first and foremost, is not worrying about the good feeling, but it comes along and we just say, God, I want something different. I just want something different than this. We need to just come before God without any great expectation. We can't come along and say, well, now that I've prayed this prayer twice, I think my life is going to be great. No. It may be a real struggle for us. The question that we have to ask ourselves is it going to be worth it? Is it going to be worth the effort to come before God and begin to open myself up to praying, to really pray? Because we can get stuck in rote prayer, for example. I'm 80 years old and I kneel down beside my bed and say, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I should die before I wake. Well, maybe that's good when you're 4 years old, but we need to move beyond that. We need to come along and open ourselves up to what is it that God is asking of me. He's allowed this to happen because perhaps we've done very little to grow in prayer, but he doesn't want us to stay there. He's always looking for us to be more and more responsive. If we are thinking that good prayer is going to come because we have a good feeling, because it makes us glad, that's not what prayer is about. Prayer is about coming before God and first and foremost acknowledging who He is and who we are. It's not necessarily spending long times in prayers. It's not necessarily having a prayer book that I read all these prayers out of. It's not necessarily coming before God and asking for all kinds of things, whether it's for ourselves or others. Sometimes it's just coming along and trying to say, God, who am I with you? What is it that I am being called to be with you? Today, as a matter of fact, is the feast of St. Matthias. He was just a disciple. And after Judas died, after Jesus betrayed God and killed himself, after Jesus ascended into heaven, the apostle says we need to have 12 instead of 11. So they picked lots and Matthias won. I guess he was sitting there holding the straw, saying, who has the short straw? You know, and they measured him and they were there. You know, his was, I guess, the short one. I guess that's how they did it. I don't know. But anyway, he is welcomed into the apostles, the 12 apostles. I guess they asked him, do you want to be one of our apostles? And I guess the two guys that they picked both said yes. But I don't know if they knew what they were going, what they were getting into, because Pentecost had not happened yet. This is while they were waiting for the Holy Spirit to come down upon them. But he said, yes. And what he said by this, yes, you know, that we're going to vote and I'll open myself. It's not, this is what I want to be. It's, okay, God, this is what you want for me. Prayer is there to help us to be the person God wants us to be. That when we look at the saints, their prayer life was almost always geared to recognizing the place of God in their lives. What it was that he was calling them to, what he was asking of them, how they were to give of themselves. Because it was a prayer that God gave to them. It's not that they come along and say, well, this is the kind of person I want to be. And I want to be a person that goes out into the desert and be a hermit for the rest of my life. I want to go help, be a missionary. I want to do this. As I said, we had some weirdos that they wanted to dedicate their lives to God, and they did so in weird ways. But I think what that is that God said, Joe Blow here is really weird. So I'm going to give him this gift of prayer. So he's going to spend his life on top of this pole until he dies in the middle of town. Or here's this lady. So she wants to spend her life before the tabernacle. Okay, so she can build herself inside this wall in the church and stay there for the rest of her life. You say, weird. But God comes along and says, this is what I'm going to ask of you. And he takes sometimes people that are a little different and says, this is what I want you to do for me. And I don't care who it is, whether they've sacrificed their lives, whether they live very rich lives, like some of the kings and queens of their time, they had lots of money and all kinds of stuff. Yet, their lives were lived for God. And that is why when we find ourselves stagnation, that somewhere along the line, we forgot about what God is about in our lives. We're trying to think that, well, now I ought to be doing this, or I ought to take care of that, or should be involved in this. And we have to step back and come along and say, God, maybe I'm not real happy right now. Maybe things aren't going well. What is it that you're asking me? Because God wants us to praise him. He wants us to glory in him. He wants us to come before him and acknowledge who he is in our lives. He wants us to do all those things that says, I'm sorry, God. I want to be more generous. I want to be more humble. I want to be thankful. But the bottom line is that God wants us to be a person that is open to what he wants us to do in our relationship with him. So, you know, you have people that were very good at meditation or reading scripture and coming to understand it in a deeper way because they meditate on it. Whatever it is, or they go into paroxysms of joy because they're at Mass with the Eucharist. We oftentimes kill ourselves because we want to come along and we want to have good feelings. We want to be noticed, or we want to be recognized, or we want this. I think I've told the story of the lady. She was all ticked off because she wanted, when she prayed over people, that they would be healed. And she was fit to be tied, that as much as she prayed for that, it never happened. She was always kind of angry at God because other people do that. I don't know why I can't. People would come to her and say, "What is your problem? Why are you so angry at God?" Well, you have a ministry. People come to you and they say, "Please pray for me or my family or my friends or whatever it is," because they're going through rough times or they're sick. Or this. And she would do it. I mean, she didn't say no. She would, and people would be healed or they'd get a job. I mean, her prayers did the job, but she didn't want that. She didn't want what God gave her. She wanted this big thing that said, "Okay, be healed, walk," you know, and they would. Only after a very long time did she finally open herself to understand that she had been given this great gift. I think oftentimes in our lives, we're looking for something, and instead of saying, "God, I'm here for you," we want to do it the other way. "God, you ought to be here for me and do what I want." The times that we get depressed, the times that we get down, the times that we feel that our prayer is meaningless, we really need to step back. And we need to step back and just say, "God, what is it that you're asking me?" It may be very simple, maybe hardly even noticeable. But when we decide to respond to God, then He can use us. This does not necessarily mean that we're always going to have these wonderful feelings about our prayer life, or how we, some days will just, they'll be tough. But they don't have to stagnate to the point that we say, "Well, it's kind of useless." No, because God uses us in our sufferings, in our boring days, in the times that we feel that nothing is happening. And He says, "I will use it. Be accepting of where I am calling you." So that what we do, no matter how we may feel, because feelings are just feelings. They say nothing about our relationship with God. So that we can be depressed, but our prayers can be powerful. If we allow those kinds of things to enter into our life and determine how we're going to live, yeah, then our relationship with God stagnates. We're not turning to Him. We're not opening ourselves up to Him. We're not seeing what He wants for us. All we're doing is saying, "This is what I want from you." And that's not what prayer is about. Prayer is opening ourselves up to what God calls us to. Because in eternity, we're not going to be doing our own thing. We're going to be giving all the glory and praise to God because this is what He will want from us. And while we are here on earth, the same thing is true. He will give us the gifts, but He'll give them the way He wants to give them. And we have to be the ones who say yes. That's the whole point of prayer, that I am open enough to God to say yes. It may not always be in a wonderful, glorious way, but it will be doing the work of God through prayer. Amen.